Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faithfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What did Jesus say? I do always those things that please Him. Why don't you say that out loud? I do always those things that please Him. Would that include doing it His way?
Yes.
Doing what He wants, the way He wants it done. That is faithfulness. Jesus, do you believe that Jesus always did everything exactly the way the Father wanted it done? Then that's our example, isn't it? We should follow Him. We should do it. You know, there was occasion toward the end of His earthwalking ministry that He wanted to do it another way. You remember that? In the garden when He's praying, He's sweating blood, strong crying and tears. He said, Father, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. All things are possible with You. Is He wanting to do it another way? Yeah, He's tempted. But there was no other way. And so what did He come back to? Nevertheless, not my will, but Yours be done. Was that easy?
No.
Now, is submission easy?
No,
it is not. I've had people say, you know, Brother Keith, you know, submission's always been easy for me. It's, you know, and I know right away they don't have a clue what they're talking about. Submission is not easy. Submission is when you want to do something your way and you don't get to. You have to submit to another way, another will. But how many glad that Jesus didn't try to do something a different way? He submitted to the Father's will. He bought us. He paid for us. Because there was no other way to buy us and redeem us. But thank God He's done it and raised triumphantly over death, hell, and the grave, having obtained an eternal redemption for us. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Go to Luke, please. Luke 16. Luke, the 16th chapter. Now, this whole chapter here in Luke 16, well, I should say the first half of it especially, deals with the subject of faithfulness. And it deals with a steward who was unfaithful. And so the Lord draws a contrast between unfaithfulness and faithfulness. Verse 1, He said to His disciples, there was a certain rich man that had a steward. The same was accused to him that he had wasted his goods. Now this steward is a manager of his master's properties. If you are a manager of someone else's affairs and properties, should you do it the way they want it done? It's not yours. It's theirs. Should it be done for their benefit? Not yours. But see, this man didn't do that. He wasted his goods. And his master called him in and said, how is it I hear this of you? Give an account of your stewardship. You may be no longer steward. He's losing his job. We read in the 1 Corinthians 4, you know, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Who wants to turn over your money and your assets and your resources to somebody that's going to blow them and waste them and, you know, cause them to be lost? Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? My Lord takes away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. Maybe he was older. To beg, I'm ashamed, too proud. I'm resolved what to do, that when I'm put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors to him, and he said, how much do you owe my Lord? He said, 100 measures of oil. He said, sit down, take your bill. So he gave him the master's paperwork and let him change his own bill. He said, change it to 50. Then he said to another, how much do you owe? He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said, take it and change it to 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. A lot of people have not understood that. I like the Living translation of that. It said the rich man had to admire the dishonest rascal for being so shrewd. Now come on, think about it. You think this guy is happy that he just gave away all of this money that belonged to him? No. But he said, you shrewd rascal. Why? Because he was lying in his nest on his way out. He was trying to figure out how he's going to, you know, be benefited after he's kicked and booted out of his job. But is this man unfaithful? He's an unfaithful servant, an unfaithful steward. And so then the Lord begins to talk about, you know, that is the picture of unfaithfulness. He begins to talk about faithfulness in verse 10. He said, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Another translation talks about this. It says, the Amplified says, if you've not proved faithful in that which belongs to another, whether God or man, who will give you that which is your own? Now you get into this. I don't care whether it's a Christians working together in a business or in a company or a church or a ministry. Submission is the same. People don't want to submit. People don't want to acknowledge. They want you to just turn it over to me. Let me do it. Leave me alone. And there's this term that's popular nowadays, micromanaging. And a person can. An overseer can, you know, try to make every little decision themselves and actually get in the way and not let people do the job they should. But on the other hand, there's a whole lot of folks, if you don't just turn it over to them and let them do it their way, they're hollering, oh, you have to micromanage everything. Oh, you know, you won't let me do my job. Well, no, that means you won't let them do it their way. And good leaders are not going to let you do it your way. Are y'all with me now? He said, if you've not been faithful in that which is another man's, who will give you that which is your own? People say, well, I think the Lord should be in charge. I completely agree. I don't think man should be in charge. I think the Lord should be in charge. Absolutely. But who gets to say what that is? Who gets to say what it is that the Lord wants done? And what the Lord's way. Who would be the most qualified in any situation to say this is what the Lord's will is? It would be the one or the ones that God chose and anointed to lead. It's not that a person's personality or natural part of them makes them more qualified to lead. It would be the anointing. Right? It would be the anointing, God's choice. I know when Phyllis and I had the privilege of helping Brother Hagin, we saw that. The Lord helped us to see that. I know Phyllis one day was over at their house, and she was peeling a tomato. And Brother Hagin came, and he said, nah, let me show you how to peel that, you know. And Phyllis has probably peeled 500,000 tomatoes in her time. You know, we're from the country, you know. But he had a certain way that he wanted the tomato peeled. And so what's it time to do? We're helping them. It's their kitchen. It's their tomato. Their knife. We're the helpers. What's it time to do? Peel it their way. But before you can do it, you got to learn what their way is. And how many have seen people in all walks of life go, oh, I know how to do that. You don't have to tell me how to do that. Just leave me alone and let me do my job. Rebellious. Did you hear me? And unfaithful. Is that what happened to Saul? Is that how he lost his place? I did it, he said. I did it. And yet he added all these modifications and all these changes. Now that doesn't mean you can't talk to people that are over you and ask them, well, what if we did this? Or what if we did that? Doesn't mean you can't ever have an idea, but you got to be willing to submit if they say, no, no, just do it this way. Then you got to smile and go, yes, sir. That's the way it'll be done. Whether you think it's the best or whether you don't, because if it's another man's, come on, do you see this today? If it's another man's, then it's not yours. It's not yours to do it your way. It's not yours to do it the way you see fit. Now, if you are faithful in that which is another man's, he said, who will give you that which is your own? What does that mean? God's got in mind to give you something you can do your way. Oh, come on, somebody should have smiled on that now. God's got it in mind that if you'll be faithful in doing things not your own way, but the way the Lord tells other people, or whatever the case, on your job or church or family, whatever it might be, if you'll be faithful to do it their way, or the way, His way that they're saying it the way is, if you'll do it their way, God will give you something that you won't have to submit to another's interpretation of the right way. You can do it directly. If you pass the test. I know we served with them for some 20 years, and it was wonderful and amazing. And the Lord told us at the end of that time, He said, I'm going to give you your own. What does that mean? Well, that's something that we would be the overseers of. And yet still, it's not ours to do as we see fit, but we don't have to go to somebody else to ask them, do you think this is the way the Lord wants it done? We get to ascertain that ourselves. And, you know, sometimes people think they want to be in charge, but there's a lot of responsibility goes with that too. Right? And it's just good to be in your place and be faithful in your place. Everybody stand on your feet. Say glory to God. Just close your eyes. Say out loud, Father, forgive me for being unfaithful, rebellious, insisting on doing it my own way in any situation. I don't want to be like Saul. I don't want to rebel against you. I don't want to lose my place or disqualify myself from your blessings, from your promotions. Teach me more about this. I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to submit. I want to do it your way. I want to be faithful to you. And all those you join me to, help me so that one day I hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Praise God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, His Way, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R611E. That's R611E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.